Okay, good morning everyone. Hope everyone is doing well. Today's daf is daf Nun Beis. So we got four lines down. The Gemara says, Tanu Rabbanan, Debe Menashe, Eiz Shechokak Labein Karnev. You have a goat, and the owner had carved out a hole in its horns. Yotze B'Afsar B'Shabbos, you are allowed to go out on Shabbos with the rope or leash attached to the horns. Rashi explains three lines down from the top. Yotze B'Afsar Im Tachvu B'Chikas Karon. B'chikikas karon, if you make a hole in the horn, in the karon, aval b'kshir ba'amala, but simply tying it around the neck of the goat won't work. Dilma shalfa mereisha, perhaps the leash might fall off the head of the goat. Mitoch sherosha dak, the head of the goat is very skinny. V'hi misnatekes lakan lakan, he moves back and forth. K'shemoshchen, also when you pull it, and it's a chashash, you might pull the leash off. V'asu lasuye ar ba'amos b'rishus rabin, lest you come to carry the leash in rishus rabin. But if there's a hole carved out through the horn, and you tie it around the horn, then that would be entirely permitted. Gemara now says, asks the question, Bayer of Yosef, Tachavla bezikna mahu, what if you tie it to the beard of the goat, would that be allowed? Do we say, Kevin di mantchale kaivle, if you end up pulling it, ripping it out, it's going to hurt the animal, and pull out the hair, you don't want that to happen, therefore lo asu lentucha, you're not going to pull it too tight, and you could trust that it will remain there? Odilma zimnan di rafi v'nafil. Perhaps sometimes it gets loose and it falls out of the beard. You might end up carrying it in Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara says, Teku, we don't have an answer for whether or not you're allowed to have it attached or stuck in the beard. Gemara now quotes from a Mishnah from later on, Tanan Hasam. Lobir Tzua Shebein Karnev, you can't have a leash that's between its horns. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah Bar Abba Peligi Bar Rav Vushmuel. There's a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. Why? Or what's the criteria when this is usher to have this decoration, this, we'll see it's decoration, maybe not, but there's a little thread, little strand that's between the horns. So what's the din? So the Gemara says that one holds, Chadamar Bein Lenoi Bein Lishamer Usher, whether or not you have this ritzua there between the horns as a decoration, or it's even there to protect it as some type of leash to hold on to, if it's on the cow for one of those, either one of those reasons, it's aser. The chadamar lenoy aser u'lishamer mutter. One holds that, no, if it's there for a decoration, it's aser. That's called a masa, that's called carrying. But if it's there to protect, to hold on to the cow, that would be permitted. So the Gemara, look at Rashi. Rashi says, aser, aser de para mintere below achiza. You don't really need a ritsu around the cow. A cow isn't hard to hold on to. You're able to hold on to it, just grabbing onto it is sufficient. And therefore, this, since that's the case, the ritsu becomes superfluous. The kasavar nitirusa yisereusa masoyehu. And whenever there's extended, whenever there's extra type of security protection, that's considered a masoy according to one opinion. But the other opinion, Rashi says, ulashamer, if it's there to protect the para, mutter, kasavar nitirusa yisereusa lav masoyehu. An extra type of shmir is not a problem. So everybody agrees if the ritzua is on the para as noy, it's aser. That's a masur. The question is if it's there as a shmira, and everyone agrees it's also it's extra. It's not needed. It's nitirusa yiserasa. The question is nitirusa yiserasa considered masoy, or that's considered acceptable, like we saw in yesterday's daf? So the Gemara now says Amar of Yosef Tistaim. Let's conclude the Shmuel who Damar. Shmuel is the one who holds Lenoy Aser Lishamer Mutter. He's the one who holds that you're allowed to have the Ritzua Bein Karneha for Shmir purposes. Damar of Huna Barchia Amar Shmuel Halacha Kechananya. We paskin like Chananya, who is the one who holds that you're allowed to have in the Tirusa Yisrasa, is not called a Masa. That's acceptable. So Amalei Abai says Adir Abba, the opposite. Tistaim de Shmuel hu damar bein lenoy bein lishamer aser. Shmuel really is the one who holds that even for shmir it's aser. Why? How do we know this? Damar of Yudamar Shmuel machalifin lifnei Rabbi. They had switched the cases. Remember yesterday's daf, they had asked to use different types of securities, different types of leashes for different animals. You either upgrade or downgrade. They asked the question to Rabbi, switching them around, whether that's allowed on Shabbos. Shazeh bezal b'mahu. And Amr lefan of Rabbi Shmuel b'Rabbi Yosi. Kach Amar Abba, my father said, Rabbi Yossi had said, Arba Behemos Yotzes Ba'afsar. Four animals may be used that may be taken outside with an afsar. Hasus, the horse, a parrot, the mule, Hagamal, the camel, the chamer, the donkey. Lav Lamute Gamal, Bechatum is not referring to that when it comes to a camel, you may not take out with a nose ring because that's a Yiserasa, Nitrusa Yiserasa. For a camel, you don't need such a strong Hebushmir, you don't need an afsar. For chatam for a gamal. So we see that the Tirusa Yisirasa is actually Aser. And this was all said in the name of Shmuel. So the Gemara ends up saying, that no, Sami Hai Kami Kami Hai. Oh, this one, this the second case is really not the name of Shmuel. It really should say this last discussion when they ask the question Machlifin Lifnei Rebbe, that should really see that say the Amar Rebbe Yehuda. But we shouldn't have the word Shmuel. Take out the word Shmuel because Shmuel actually says Nitirusa Yisirasa is acceptable like Hananya. So the Gemara says My Chazus De Misames Ha Mikami Hai. Samihai Mikavihai. Why are we deleting Shmuel from the second case? Maybe we should delete Shmuel's name from the first discussion. The Gemara says, the Ashkhan Shmuel Huda Amar, because we find that Shmuel holds in general, Lenoi Aser, the Shamar Mota, because we have an acceptable statement in the name of Shmuel that he says for Shmir purposes it's allowed, so clearly Shmuel holds that Netirusa Yisirasa is acceptable on Shabbos. Ditmar was said, Rav Chia Bar Ashi Amar, Rav Bein Lenoi Bein Lashamar is Aser. And comes along with Chia Bar Oven Amar Shmuel, the name of Shmuel, Lenoi Aser, the Shamar Mutter. So since that's considered an acceptable statement in the name of Shmuel, that's how we assume that Lishmira is permitted for Shmuel, which means the Tirusa Yisrael is acceptable on Shabbos, Lefi Shitas Shmuel. So the Gemara now asks the question, Meisivim. Kashra Baaleha, let's say, Baaleh B'moserak Shera, let's say the owner is referring to Paraduma now. So let's say the owner put the leash around the paraduma, that's kshera. It's acceptable. Now, visaka daitach masahu. If one were to hold that a ritsua, a leash, some type of rope on a cow is unnecessary. It's nitirusa yisirasa by hilchos Shabbos, and therefore it would not be acceptable to carry in Shabbos or be a masahu. So now, with respect to paraduma, to put a ritsua in a paraduma, it says, asher lo alaha, Allah eleha ol amarachmar. The Torah says in Parashas Chukas, one of the criteria for having a paraduma to be acceptable as a paraduma is it could not have carried any load in its life. Now, if you're saying that a ritsu and a para is nitirusa yisirasa is not acceptable in Shabbos and therefore it's a masa in Shabbos, that means it's carrying a load. And that would be a violation of asher lo ala ala olin, should not be acceptable as a paraduma. So the Gemara says, no. Amar bayim bimolicha me'ir le'ir. It's acceptable when you're carrying it from city to city. That's a situation whereby it would be necessary and acceptable. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says around halfway down the page here, b'molicha me'ir lihir. V'stam para, a regular cow, pony lamakum, marbitz shala. It just kind of goes from place to place. V'tzarach l'ochsa, k'shemolicha le'ir achares. You have to kind of guide it and pull it. V'lav nitirusa yisirasi ela orchahu. That's acceptable. So in carrying the cow from one place to the next place, the cow is always going to go back to its home. It's not going to be comfortable being dragged to a new place, to a new city. So there you do need to tack a drag it to bring it from one city to the next. And therefore, in those situations, it would be acceptable. Rav Amar Rava says, no, shiny para de damer yikarim. So Rava says, by regular para, regular cow, okay. So since it's not so expensive, you're not going to need an extra form of security, an extra form of shmira. But we're talking about paraduma, which is very expensive. They're so rare, as we know. Therefore, it is acceptable to have a higher level of shmira, and nitirusa yisirasa would be acceptable for paraduma on Shabbos and for hilchos paraduma, and would not be considered a muscle, would not be disqualified. Then the Gemara says again, a third answer, Ravina Amar bimoredis. We're talking about a rebellious cow, where it's pushing. So a stam cow, cows are pretty domesticated, and they're calm. But sometimes you have a cow that's very aggressive, and therefore the ritsu would be necessary as a nitirusa yisirasa. So this paraduma is a situation whereby it's an aggressive cow, it's a bimoredis. Gemara now says back, quoting from the Mishnah, it says, hasus besher. We said that a horse, you're allowed to put a collar on the horse and take it out in such a way, and there were other animals as well. All animals in the Mishnah said, would it be acceptable to put a collar around its neck? So, my yotzen, what does it mean, my yotzen, my nimshachim? The Mishnah said, you could go out with it and you could even pull it as well. So, what does that mean? So, Amar Ravuna, Ravuna says, O yotzen, kruchen, o nimshachim. Either the animals could go out with a leash around the neck or pulled around the neck. It's one or the other. That's pshat. Doesn't mean yotzin nimshachin. Either yotzin to go out with the leash, or they can be pulled with the leash. Shmuel Amar, no. Yotzin nimshachin, vein yotzin kruchim. What it means is they could only go out when they're being pulled by the leash. But if the leash is simply wrapped around the neck, then they're not allowed to go out. So kruchin, so if you look at Rashi, Rashi says here, yotzin kruchin, Rashi says, haritzua savavit savaran, if their leash is wrapped around their neck, even though you're not holding on to it, since by a horse, it's considered, people dress up horses, so having something wrapped around the neck, that's considered acceptable. That's when something is noya, a person, a woman, will go through in the next parak about what types of jewelry women can wear. but Julian General is allowed, unless there's a concern he might take it off. So since by horses, decorations, jewelry, noy is acceptable, so even though you're not holding on to it, simply there's decoration, it's allowed. So then the next Rashi, Nimshachin, Shemosh Chabirtsua, Hakfua B'tabas Hashir. So some types of leashes are there for decoration, that's acceptable, and some types of leashes are there to pull. So according to the first opinion of the Gemara here, Rav Huna says, either you could have it go out Yotzin Kruchen, which means just wrapped around the neck and you're not holding on to it as decoration, as noy, oh Nimshachin, or you could use it to pull. But Shmuel says, back inside the Gemara, Shmuel Amar, Yotzin Nimshachin, you could only have them go out the leash if it's using it to be pulled, if there's a purpose for this. The vein Yotzin Kruchen, but they don't go out if it's simply wrapped around, because Rashi says, Vein Yotzin Kruchen, according to Shmuel, De Lanoi Lav Orcho. He did not think that was considered the derech to decorate and to dress up a horse. So this machlok is whether or not a leash kruchen around the neck of the horse, whether or not noy is something that's derech, whether it's normal for a horse, or it's not normal for a horse. Gemara now says, B'masnisa Tana, the Rashi teaches us that Yotzin Kruchen Limashach, you're allowed to go out if it's wrapped around the neck of the horse, if you're there meant to pull it. So this seems to align with the sheet of Rav Huna, and that's in fact what we pass. We look based on the Ein Mishpat, we pass like Rav Huna that you could have it. This is like Shmuel. Shmuel Kruchen Limashach, this holds like Shmuel, that if it's wrapped around in order to pull, that's when it would be acceptable like Shmuel, but nonetheless, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, like Rav Huna, that you're allowed to let a horse go out even if it's simply wrapped around and not there to only pull it. So the Gemara then says, Amar of Yosef, if Yosef says, Chazina lu le'igle de Bei Rav Huna, I saw the calves of the Beis Medrash, or the house of Rav Huna, Yotin Bafsirein Kruchin Meshampas, that they would go out with the leashes wrapped around their neck. They would do that. They would accept that. So then the Gemara says, the Gemara then says that the kiyasa Rav Dimi Amar Fechinina Mulos Shabes Rebbe, the mules of the house of Rebbe, Yotes Bafsaran Bashabas, they'd also go out with these leashes around their neck, their halters around their neck on Shabbos. So Ibailu, they wanted to know, were these Kruchen Onim Shachin? So these two different testimonies about the calves of Bei Rav Huna and the mules of Bei Rebbe, what, when they would go out, would it be there just simply Kruchen as decoration, as noy, or would they go out even Nim Shachin? Or rather, they go out only when it was there to pull. But as kruchim, it wouldn't be acceptable. So Tashma, the Gemara brings a raya, ki also Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda mar Rabbi Chanina, mulos shabez Rabbi Yotos, bafterem kruchin b'Shabbos. He had testified that the mules of Rabbi would go out on Shabbos with them wrapped around the neck, and they weren't being used to pull. So Amru Rabbanon Kamed Rabbi Asi, they had spoken, they had said the statement in front of Rav Asi, that in these mules would go out with them simply wrapped around the neck and not being used to pull. And Hadar of Shmuel bar Yehuda lo tzrichi mid Rav Dimi nafka. So this isn't needed. We don't need Rav Shmuel bar Yehuda to tell me this. We know this from Rav Dimi. The Isaac Adaitach Rav Dimi Nimshachin Kamar. If Rav Dimi, the first case of Rav Dimi, when he spoke at the Mulal Shabbos Rebbe, the mules of his house, that he already told us they would go out on Shabbos. So why do you have to have a second statement of Shmuel bar Yehuda? So Gemara says, because Disak Adaitach Rav Dimi Nimshachin Kamar. Hey, Rav Dimi said that the mulos of Beis Rebbe would only go out if the leash was there to pull him. Mid Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Nafka. That Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Machlifin Ayulufnei Rebbe. They'd ask them, they switched around the different cases and asked Rebbe Shel Zubizu Mahu. And Amar Lefanav, he said that Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yosi Kach Amar Abba Arba Beimus Yotzes Beavsar Hasus Papered Vagamal Vachamar. So if we look at Rashi just to see what's going on here. So the Gemara, look at Rashi. Rashi says, Rav Dimi, when he initially testified about the mules of the Bei Rebbe, that if it was only talking about you could only have the leash to pull, but have them kruchim, simply wrapped around, would be aser. For the aser lashminun ela dimulos mishamros ba'after v'lo havi maser lo. We don't need that. That's an unnecessary statement. Mid Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Nafka, says Rashi. The kasak adaitach the kibli Rebbe minei the Rebbe Yishmael Rebbe Yosi. So clearly, he wasn't teaching us such an obvious point here. So therefore, the only added chiddush could be teaching us here is that not only did they allow them to go out, but they allowed them to go out with them even kruchim, simply wrapped around the neck, and not only for security, for safety purposes. So then the Gemara says, last five lines of the page here, Amalu Rav Asi, it's rechlehu. You know, you still need the statements, two different statements telling us what happened with the mules of Beis Rebbe. Because the Midrash of Yehuda Nafka Havamina Amar Lefanav V'lo Kibla Minei, had we said this, maybe Rav Yehuda had said this, but we didn't accept his testimony. The fact that Rav Dimi also is testifying this must be that the mules of Rebbe would go out of the Shabbos, simply kruchim around the neck. Have you only had Rav Dimi's statement, I would have thought, oh, you know when he said the mules would go out on Shabbos in Bei Rebbe? That's only if it was there for Nimshachim. They were around the necks to pull them. About Kruchim, if they were simply wrapped around the neck, it's noy, low, it wouldn't be acceptable. Kamash Milan, the Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. So we learn from here that the mules of Bei Rebbe, the molos of Bei Rebbe, would go out with leashes wrapped around the neck, Kruchim, and that was also accepted as the final halacha, and that's how we paskin like Rav Huna, that he said initially, O Yotzen Kruchim, O Nimshachim, that one could go out with them even wrapped around the neck, or even, of course, if they're being used to pull the animal. So Gemara now says, last two lines of the Amud here, we had said in the Mishnah that you're allowed to sprinkle, do the paraduma on these different leashes if they're wrapped around the neck of the animal. So Gemara says the question, Umazin alein tovel mimkomam, you could sprinkle them even when they're on the animal, you could be tovel them even when they're on the animal. So Gemara says, Lameimer, is this to suggest? That these rings that were used for the behemoths to pull, these different rings, the nose rings, they're makabel tumah, that they even need hazah, that they even need tzvila. But tonight, don't we have a mission? The mission that appears in Maseches Kelim, Perakud Beis, Tabas Adam Tameah, a ring of a person that's considered tameh, that's called a kli. And Rashi says we're talking about a ring that goes on the finger. That's lenoi, that's tameh, because it's a tachshit hu. So just look at right, so it's a tachshit, and therefore it's acceptable as a kli. But Tabas Behema, says the Gemara, the kalim, and the kalim of the animals, Vishar Kala Tabas, and other types of rings, rashes, for example, for doors and stuff like that, all those are Taurus. Those are not considered kalim. The only Tabas that's considered Kli, as Makabo Tuma, is a Kli that is meant to be on the finger of a man, a finger of a woman. But if it's a Tabas of Behema, Tabas on kalim, like a ring perhaps around the edge, a pot, you know, a handle of a pot, you want to hang it on a hook, you have a little ring at the end, the ring of a door, all those tabas are tahor. So how can we suggest here that the tabas of the behema is makabel tumah, that requires hazan, that requires tevila? So the Gemara sits on the very top of Nun Beis and Mebeis here, Amri Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Biban Minoy Adam Lenoy Behema. It's a situation where it was a ring that was originally used L'Adam, and then it was transferred over to the use of a Behema. Rashi says three lines down from the top here, Biban Minoy Adam Lenoy Behema. Masnis, and our mission is Kagon Shinasa Share Zeh L'Tachshit Adam. That initially this share, this ring that's being now used for the Behema, was initially used for the Adam. And it became tamei when it was being used by a man. It was a ring for a man, a ring for a woman. It was acceptable then. Ulaachar tumaso nasal behem, and after it became tamei, they said, let's use this as a ring to schlep the animal, to schlep the donkey, to schlep the camel. So now, since even though it's being used for behemah now, since it initially was a tabas adam and became tamei while it was a tabas adam, therefore, even though it's right now being used for the tabas behemah, therefore the din would be that it requires a tevila. Hold on, I think the phone call just ended. I'm calling back. 1 second. Give me 1 second on the recording here. So continuing back on the phone call now. So now we are back inside. Okay, so we're talking about a situation where the noy, there's a ring that was initially used for an Adam. It was noy Adam and back to the noy Behema. So since it was initially a noy Adam, it was a tabas for the Adam and became tamei then. So then you have to be tova right now as well. So if Yosef comes along, if Yosef Amar, hol the Adam Moshech Behema is a Behema. So he says, no, it was initially made for behema. But since the Adam is utilizing such a ring, therefore it's subject to tumah. So Gemara says, Milo Tani, do we not have a similar brisa that tells us that makel shebehema, a stick used to hit the animal to have it move, shematechas, if it's made from metal, mekabel tumah, it's mekabel tumah. Ma tam, what's the reason? It's not for the Adam, it's for the behema. But Mark explains, "Hol of Adam rode behen." Since a man, a human, uses their stick, hachanami hol of Adam moshek behen. Here as well, since the ring is being used by Adam to pull the animal, that's considered being makabel tumah. Just it can be makabel tumah. Just as a side point here, there's a discussion about, you know, men wearing rings, whether that's considered beged isha or not. Beged Isha, wedding rings and things of that sort, or just regular, I don't know, Super Bowl rings. So it sounds like from the Gemara here, it's talking about Adam, Noi Adam. So it sounds like there is a possibility that men could wear rings. But when the word Adam is being used here, maybe it's just more generally speaking about women are also human beings. Adam just means a human. Or maybe it's a rai that men can wear rings. And now the truth is when it comes to Beged Isha and those types of halachas, it really depends on the place. Depending where you live, when you live. So if it's acceptable among society to have men wear rings, so then it would be acceptable to have men wear rings. If it's a place where men don't wear rings, only women do, then that would be a violation of Beged Isha. It all depends on the situation. You know, one of the examples that come up are men shaving different parts of the body, whether that's acceptable or not. So according to the Gemara, that's considered Beged Isha. That's what women do. Men don't do that. But the Rama says that if you live in a place that it's acceptable even amongst men, then it would be acceptable as well. So this would be an example as well. So this might be a starting point where one would discuss whether men should be wearing rings or not. So the Gemara now says we are six lines down the two dots. The Gemara says, V'tovlan bimkomam. So when these rings, these tabalos are on the animal, you're allowed to be tovel in such a way. Now, I'm not sure how easy that would be, being tovel a camel, a donkey, or maybe just stick its head in, but whatever however the logistics are, you could be tovel even though it's in place. So asks Gemara, ha'ika chatzita? Isn't there chatzita? It's attached to the animal, it's attached to the leash. So Rashi said, va'ika chatzita, she'tabas ha'kfuah b'shir kavuah bo b'cholik v'ena mayim nichnasin sham. So I don't know if you're going to be tovel the entire animal, but maybe just the ring that's attached to the leash. So the leash is very tight with the ring. It's tied around each other. You're holding on to the ring, so it's fine. You removed it from the camel, you removed it from the donkey, you put the tabas and the leash into the mikvah, so they're attached to each other. But the leash is very tightly knotted around the ring. So isn't that a chatzitza? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Ami Bishire Rishchan. What does Rishchan mean? So Rishchan means, if you look at Rashi, Hika Bepatish, you hit it with a hammer, Achinis Pashit, you hit it in such a way whereby it gets looser, and you loosen it up in such a way where the leash is not tight around the ring. So the Gemara now says, Lema Rabbi Ami Rabbi Yosef Srile. Is this to suggest that Rabbi Ami, who says, Bishir Rizchan, when you hammer it out, when it gets softer and the hole becomes looser, the leash isn't so tight anymore? Is that to suggest, Lema Rabbi Ami Rabbi Yosef Srile, like he'll like Rabbi Yosef? Because the Rabbi Yitzchak, if it's like Rabbi Yitzchak, he holds like, so then, Damer Bibayin, Minoy Adam, Noy Behema, Kevan, Derishchen, Avibu Maisa, Uparchele Tuma Minai. Because if you hold like Rabbi Yitzchak, from the previous discussion, we wanted to know what was the situation whereby a Tabas of Behema would be subject to Tuma. So Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha said above, it's whereas a Bibayin, Minoy Adam, Lenoy Behema. Rabbi Yosef said it was no, the situation where Hol the Adam Moshech Ben. So the Gemara concludes, it must be that Rabbi Ami, who says, Bishir Rishchan, where you hammered out the ring, it must be like Rabbi Yosef. That's about whole of Adam Moshech Ben. Because if it's like Rabbi Yitzchak, that because it was Noi Adam, and now it's being used for Noi Behema, but once you start hammering out and you put a mice, you change it, a mice, as we're about to see, actually undoes the tumah. It removes the tumah. You don't even need a tefillah. As the Gemara says, it's on the Mishnah tells us, Kol HaKelim Yordin De Tumasa Bebach Shavah. Any keli that you had in mind, a machshava that you want to use as a kli, your machshava is able to take something and turn it into a kli, and the tajr tuma to makabel tuma. Vein olam etuma, so but telling doesn't leave the state of tuma el b'shinui ma'isa unless it's a change of a ma'isa. So if I've got a pot and it's tame, I say in my mind I want to make this pot into just a sheet of metal. That machshava doesn't work; it's still tame. It's not until I actually make it into a sheet of metal, until I make it into pieces of metal, I need to actually do a ma'isa here. So here, if it's a situation berishchan, so now if it was initially noy adam, it was behem of noy, it was noy adam, and then it's a case where you hammer it out, that's a maisa. So then, now as a tabas of behema, it should be tahor because he had a maisa that changed it. So it must be that it's not a situation where it became tameh as a noy adam. Rather, he must like hold a Rav Yosef where it was always made to be used for the behema. It was always for the behema, and therefore there was no change of maisa. It was the hammering out took place before it was made into a ring. It was made that way as a ring of the behema, and therefore as a ring of a behema became tame, and there's no ma'isa that changed it. So Rami can only make sense if you hold like Rav Yosef. So the Gemara says, Savar lak Rav Yehuda, that were ma'isa lasakin, la ma'isa. No, the type of ma'isa, when a kli is tame, and a ma'isa removes the tumah. It's only a ma'isa kilkel, a destructive act. You're going to take the pan and you're going to crush it into pieces. But if it's a ma'isa tikkun, that you're fixing it, that's not a ma'isa that will undo it. There's a Tetani, the Pariah teaches us that Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo amru shinei ma'isa l'taken el l'kalkel. The only time a shinei ma'isa changes a kli that's tameh into making a tahor, if it's a destructive act. So therefore, this situation, even according to Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, they were talking about Tabas Adam, it was a human ring, and it became Tameh when it was Tabas Adam, and then you hammered out and made it now for Tabas Behemoth, that will still be Tameh, even though there's a Maisa. Why? Because that was a Maisa Tikkun. Only Maisa Kilkel is able to undo any Tahor that was in a Kli. Then the Gemara says another suggestion, B'masni satan, and the Bryce is talking about a situation, where the Bryce explains the Mishnah, talking about a situation, B'michulolin, where the collars had these very wide holes, and therefore the water was able to pass through just fine, and there isn't a concern of chatzitz, as Rashi says, a little bit lower down in Rashi's in the narrow lines, B'michulolin, mitchila nasu chalulin rechavim, they made the collars of big holes, sheishchala b'dveikasan, sheinasan tabas b'soch tabas, so the collars were in such a way with the rings around the collars with the very loose holes and they weren't very tight and therefore the water was able to pass through perfectly between the tabas and the holes of the leash. So Gemara now says, Shal Talmid Echad Migal Elyon. A certain student from the upper Galilee had asked Rabbi Eliezer, Shemati Shecholken Bein Tabas La Tabas. He said to Rabbi Eliezer, I heard that there's such a distinction, there's a chiluk out there about different types of rings. So he didn't know what type of halacha, which types of rings. So Amar Lo, so Rabbi Eliezer says to him, Shemelo Shemat Elul Inin Shabbos. Perhaps you only heard it with respect to Shabbos. There's a difference between different types of rings. Why dafka between Shabbos? So Rashi says, just to say what Shabbos is, six lines up, narrow lines up, Elul Inin Shabbos, Linim Hotza Shabbos, Yesh Chiluk Ben Yeshala Chosem L'Sheina L'Chosem. We're going to learn in a week or so that there's a difference between different types of rings. A ring that has a sign in it, a ring that doesn't have a sign in it. One's a tachshit, one's not a tachshit. So maybe you heard a distinction about the different rings on Shabbos. But the linen tuma, if with respect to tuma you heard such a distinction between different tabas, dovah dechad, it's all the same. Whether it's a tabas that has a chosim or a tabas that doesn't have a chosim, they're both the same. They're both tummy. So the Gemara says that linen tumah dav dochad achasi, that really true? That with respect to tumah, all types of rings have the same din? V'atnan tabas adam tamea, tabas behema, v'kelim, v'shar kol tabas tamas. We have a chilek. We have a chilek about different tabas, even in the world of tumah. A tabas adam, as we just learned, is tamei, and any other tabas is another category that's not a kli, that can become tamei. So even in the world of tumah, there's a chilek. Ki kamarle, when he's talking about it, iu namid adam kamarle. He's referring to within the rings of adam, there is no chilek. Every ring by an adam, every tabas of an adam, they're all kalim and all subject to tumah. So Gemara says, really, is that true? Ud adam v'davada achasi? When it comes to a tabas adam, all rings are the same. They're all kalim. They're all subject to tumah. V'atani, doesn't the Braisa teach us? Tabas shiskina lachor ba masav, a ring that was meant to close his belt. Ulakashiba being safe over to something around the shoulders to close something there. Tower, those are tower. Those are not considered rings that are makabo tuma. So the Gemara says, the only type of ring that's subject to tuma is a kli that's on the ringer or on the etzba, on the finger. Only a tabas of etzba is makabo tuma, but a tabas that's again to close the shirt or the pants, that's not a tabas. That would be subject to tumah. That's not called a kli with these dinim. So the Gemara says, no. Ki kamar le, when he says a statement, iu nami de etzba kamar le. He's referring to rings on the finger. He knew other types of rings of Adam are not tameh. But when it comes to tabas of an Adam, then all those types of rings, dava da achasi. Gemara says, really? De etzba dava da achasi? Every tabas on the finger is going to be a kli and subject to tumah. V'hatzan, the Mishnah says, Tabashim atechas, if you have a ring that's metal, v'chosama shel almuk, temeya, and then there's some type of almuk, some type of sign, some type of signet inside, that din is makabel tuma. If it's he shel almuk, if it's almuk, v'chosma shel atechas tor, and the signature is metal, it's tor. So what's almuk? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, four wide lines down, almuk is atse almogim v'hu na, wood. So it's partially wood, it's two-toned, two metal, you know, one is wood, one is metal. If the main holder is metal, and the signature, the signet is wood, that's Temeah, Rashi says. Temeah, the basa tabas is in, the tabas is metal. And even though the ring might be flat, when it comes to metal, flat metal is tame. Even though the signature is wood, so it's tame. It's tame rather, it's a kli. But if it's the opposite, let's say the ring itself, the flat piece of the ring is wood, and the signet is matechas metal, then it's tahar. Why? Rashi explains, he shall almok Torah de pshute kliyet hu. The din is, when it comes to pshute kliyet, which means a wood that's flat, a flat board is not a kli. When it comes to wood, the wood has a base kibble, has to have an area, a cavity to catch something, to hold something. But if it's a pshute kliyet, if it's a flat piece of eitz, it's tahor. As opposed to metal, even a flat piece of metal would be considered a kli. So it depends. So he says, it's a chilek between different types of tabas, the Baisa says. If it's a tabas that's mainly metal, even though there's an insert of a wood, since it's mainly metal, it's tamer. If it's a tabas that's mainly wood, and the signet is metal, so then that's going to become tahor. So there's a chilek. So just look at Rashi for a second, rather Tosis for a moment. Tosis says, "He shall almog v'chosma shematachas." If the ring itself is wood and the signet is metal, it's tahor. V'imtomar v'hayeshbo base kibol makom Moshe v'chosim. But when you put the metal signet inside the wood, isn't there a little cavity in the wood itself you have to carve out to situate the metal chosim inside? So it's not a flat piece of wood that's there. There's a little indentation there as well to hold the metal. So Tos is right. Yesh lomer de'ein ze base kibbol. That's not called a base kibbol. The Amrinim base kibbol ha'asa limlo. So we have a base kibbol. If you have an opening, a cup, a cavity that's meant to be full, lo shmeik base kibbol. That's not called a base kibbol. Base kibbol that's meant to be open and utilized to put things in, to take things out, that's called a base kibbol. But when the base kibbol is meant to be filled indefinitely, such as this case, that would not call a base kibbol. That's called a pshute kliyet, and therefore would be a tahor item. But either way, we see from here that there is a chiluk between different tabalos be'etzpa. So the Gemara says, ki kamar le'ihi na mikula shomatechas kamar le'ihi. He was talking about when the tabas was completely metal, both the main part, both the tabas itself, and the chosma are all metal. So in that case, all types are going to be kalim, subject to tumah. So then the Gemara says more. The old shal shemati. So another question he asked Rabbi Eliezer, this Talmud from the Gali Ha'elyon, he asked the question of shecholkin bein machel lamachel. I heard there's such a chil between different types of needles. Amar lo, he says, Rabbi Eliezer says, shemelo shemati elalin and Shabbos. Perhaps you only heard this with respect to Shabbos, that there's a difference between different types of machtos and Shabbos. If you look at Rashi, five wire lines down, elalin and Shabbos, then you hold saw Shabbos, carrying a Shabbos. Yesh chilik bein nekuva, l'shei nekuva. Depends whether there's a hole in the needle or not a hole in the needle. The nekuva katani chayiv chatas. When you carry one with a hole, it's chayiv. U'b'shei nekuva, when there is no hole, kigon ashbigla, shitachshin, simply there as a decoration, ein chayiv chatas. Because if there's a hole in the needle, that meant you wanted to thread something through and use it as a kli, as an instrument. So that would be a problem of carrying. But if you had a needle that didn't have a hole, it was meant simply to as a pin, as a decoration, not as an item, as an instrument of some sort, then that would be considered tachshin, that would be acceptable. So if you heard of such a chilek, bein machal amachar, it must be with respect to Shabbos. Because the Gemara says, di'i linin to tumah. If with respect to tumah you heard such a din, dava the achasi, they're both the same. Whether it's a machat, nekuva, or ein nekuva, both of them are considered kalim and subject to tumah. So the Gemara says, ulinin tumah, dava the achasi, is it really true with respect to tumah? Both types of needles are going to be kalim and subject to tumah. V'atran, the Mishnah tells us, machat shenitel chora, o uksa torah. If a needle whose hole was removed, or the point was removed, they're both going to become tahora. So we see from here that there's a chilek, that if there's no hole, if it's ain't a nekuva, it's tahor, and if it has a nekuva, it's tamim. So there's a chilek between different types of machtos with respect to tumah. Gemara says, ki kamar levi shlema. When Rabbi Eliezer said a statement, he's talking about a shlema, a full needle, a needle with both a point and a hole. All types of machat nekuva, all of them are kalim, and all of them are subject to tumah. So Gemara says, ubishlema dav da achasi, is it really true with respect to a needle? They're all the same? All machat shlemas are all tame, are subject to tumah? V'atran, the Mishnah tells us, machat shehalasa chaluda, if you have a needle that became so old and full of rust, im makiv da tvira torah, it's prevents you from sewing properly, it's not clean anymore, and therefore it's tahor, vim lav tmeh. But if it's not holding back, if it's not getting in the way of the sewing, then it's still a kli, it still has a function, and is subject to tumah. So even by a machat nekuva shlema, it's still all this, there's a chiluk. So Amri Debe Rabbi Yanai Vuhu Sheri Shuma Nikra, and he adds, it's only true that if it's only true if you could still the Rishum, you could still recognize the initial item. That even if it's usable, it's only considered a utensil if it's still recognized. But if you just look at Rashi, Rashi says Vuhu Sheri Shuma Shamacha Nikra Dabe Kli Tuma. That only when it's acceptable. And Lashon Acher actually says Shirishuma Shel Chaluda Nikar Bebeged Hainu Ikuv Tvira the Torah. Okay, that we can ignore that second piece there, but it has to be such a point that where you still recognize the needle with the rust being there. But either way, we see there's a chilek about being so rusty or not so rusty, even by a machat nekuva. So Gemara says Ki Kamarle Bishifa Kamarle. When Rabbi Lazar says statement, he's referring to a nicely polished needle where there's no rust on it, so it's a nice, polished, shiny needle, there's a hole, and there's a point, it's shlema. That's why I said all types of machtos like that are all equally tame. So, ubishifa davada achas, is it true that even by a polished needle, without there being any rust, they're all the same, they're all kalim, there's no chilik? Vatani, doesn't the Raisa say macha, bein nukuva, bein nukuva? Whether it has a hole or doesn't have a hole, mutu l'taltal b'shabbos, you can carry it on Shabbos, v'lo amrinan nukuva, ela l'inyan linian tuma bavar. The only chiluk is the garbi tuma. But regards to Shabbos, here this price says that there is no chiluk. You could carry both a machat nekuva and einu nekuva. They're both acceptable. The only chiluk exists is the garbi tuma. So by tuma there is a chiluk. So the Gemara says hatargim arbay aliba derava begalme. He's referring to unfinished needles. That's what he was referring to. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says hatargim arbay beperkol kalim. The Galmi, says Rashi, should golem should nixita min achut v'omedes linakiv hasam hu dechosman shlo nakva einu mekavels tuma talo nigmar mlachta. The situation where you didn't make the hole in it yet, and therefore it hasn't been completed, and therefore not a kli. Well, then in tuma kli ma'is exid shagamar komase has to be where it's completely finished. So therefore, that's a situation where it was an unfinished machat. That's where we say with respect to tuma, it's not a kli and not subject to tuma. So we'll stop here. These parak and the next parak are very, very technical, very difficult to understand. There's a lot of tumah v'tara, a lot of just technical details of understanding various kalim. But again, we'll take it slow, hopefully understand together. Everybody have a wonderful day.